How are we doing, guys? So, obviously, a tough loss the other night, but the one thing that we take from those type of games is that, look at the things that we did well, build on those, correct the things that we didn't do well, because obviously we didn't do enough to win, and now we're on to the Detroit Lions and preparing for them, and we're going to go be ready for Sunday afternoon.
I got a question for you before we get to the Vikings stuff. I don't know if you saw it, but in the St. Louis game, St. Louis started the overtime with an onside kick.
Right.
Do you know, does that relinquish their possession? Where it does, so
yeah,
Seattle went down.
Who kicked off? Seattle gained possession there, and they went down and kicked the field goal. The game would be over.
Okay, so yes, St. Louis recovered the ball.
If Seattle recovered it.
And then they kicked the field goal.
Right.
Seattle
the game
won.
Would be over. Yeah, because that gave St. Louis an opportunity for a possession. Does that make sense what you're asking?
Yep, that's okay. Exactly what I'm asking.
Great minds think alike, and so do ours. Now we're on a roll.
I guess in the block with the ball, is this kind of example of Sherrill's maybe explosiveness that you talked about earlier?
Yeah, Marcus coming off the edge is obviously a big-time threat for that wing, and that's where he went. He went to block Marcus, and then Andrew came through the gap clean, and Chad Greenway did a great job on that play.
You get the big swing there with the block bunt and the missed field goal. How have you seen the guys kind of build off the swing of emotions from that first week?
Yeah, you know what? The game of football is a game of emotions, and, especially the first night, and everybody's hyped up and excited about, Monday night football and first ball game. And, there's some things I thought we did really well on special teams, and there's other things that we didn't do well. And I'll be quite honest, it's that game was put to bed Monday, and now we're ready to roll. Continue the preparation for the Detroit Lions.
So I mentioned that Blair Walsh was 28 for 28 in the practice before, and you had talked before sometimes with his technique stuff and it can get to him mentally. Did you see something wrong with the technique, or do you think that this is just simply?
I think it was just a confidence thing. He's just got to go out there and swing his leg through and get his confidence back. We sent him down to TCF yesterday and they filmed it, and he had a great workout down there, and he'll be fine.
You think this is just a matter of getting one good game in and kind of building that confidence?
Absolutely. Like any other position, like any other player, you get the more confident you are with the ability that player has, the more confident you are, the better you're going to be.
Are the kickers confident in kicking at TCF now?
Yeah, I think the kickers are confident kicking anywhere. I mean, there's things that we do a little bit differently when it's windy. There's things we do a little bit differently when we're in a dome. I think how we prepare throughout the week gives them the confidence they need for, Monday night or Sunday afternoon or whatever the case may be. But I think they're, if they start the game well and they can continue to build on that success, that really helps us, and that's kind of been our focus this week.
Last year there was a lot of talk with, charting out all the kicks and with different wins and stuff. Are you still continuing to do that this year?
We always look at it. We chart kicks all the time. We take a look at that stuff. That's kind of the scientific part of it. But I think the bottom line is that, if you approach kicking into the wind with the approach that we have, you'll be successful. If you approach kicking with the wind or punting with the wind, like how we prepare for that type of stuff, then we should be very successful. We just got to be more consistent at it.
I know before when you talked, you said that part of Blair's problem might just be overthinking everything. Does charging out everything and trying to figure out everything play a role into that?
No, we try to keep it simple. I mean, that's the type of thing. We don't look at every, minute detail of every stat that we look at. We just try to, are there tendencies and how can we correct the tendencies that aren't going in our favor? And the things that we're doing well, we're just going to continue to build on those. But we try not to overthink that stuff.
Is it hard for Blair to maybe take it just one game at a time and just focus on the next game with the struggles that he's had?
I think in the NFL, you got to take it one kick at a time, one kickoff at a time, one PAT at a time, one field goal at a time. And you got to approach every one of them that they're a single entity and go from there, because you can't think of a whole game or a whole season or a whole month. You got to take one kick at a time, especially when you're outside.
How is Patterson handling? He got a couple plays in on offense, but it seems like he's mostly used as just a kick returner. Is that hard for him to handle, maybe a decreased role on offense?
We don't talk about that. When I talk to Cordero, I talk strictly special teams and kickoff return, and how he can help us win in that phase.
And his attitude there seemed fine?
Outstanding. Yep, he's continually getting better. He always wants to learn, comes in my office. We talk about our game plan and what we need to do to be successful.
Is it hard for maybe because the fan base, whenever they see him, he's always seems like a happy, carefree guy. Is it hard for them to get a picture of how hard of a worker he actually is?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, he's got a great attitude. He's got a great smile. I mean, if I had his smile, I'd be smiling all the time too. But you know, he's got a good outlook on life, and I think people are attracted to that, and people like to see that. But he does work very, very hard, and I think, you know, I think the more successful he is, the happier he's going to be, and because of his work ethic and the things that he does for us on special teams, it'll help us as a team be more successful, and in the long run, make him happier, and all of us happier for that matter.
Now, I know you had the kick return for a touchdown in the preseason. Do you feel like the people are understanding the blocking schemes more this year than they did last year? I know there was some struggles there.
People mean our people, our blockers? Well, I mean, they understood it last year. We just didn't have as many opportunities because people wouldn't kick to us. But, you know, when they kicked to us the other night, and we only had the one opportunity, and we had it blocked up well except for one guy, and we just got to get that corrected. But understanding the schemes, our schemes aren't that difficult. So they understood them last year, and they'll understand them this year.
Every time you only scored 3 points in a week, how much does that emphasize the importance of special teams moving forward?
You know what? I think Coach Zimmer does a great job of emphasizing special teams no matter what the score. I mean, you know, 31-28 or 3-0. To me, it's a huge field position swing, and to our football team, they all understand the term complementary football, where special teams complements the offense and defense, and offense and defense complements each other and special teams. And the more we can do for our football team to put ourselves in position to be successful on offense and defense, field position wise, the better off we're going to be. So, it's always an emphasis, no matter what the score is. Thank you, guys.